It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Monday edition of Cole and Company underway. I am your host, Cole Bear. Inside the Shirley Street studio, it is July 24 of 2023. And there are only 40 days until week one of the college football season. That would mean 33 days until week zero. 32 days until the high school football season kicks off. So here we go. We're on our way, folks, and we will talk plenty of football on today's show, details in just a bit. But first things first, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure that you follow us, or like us, I should say, on Facebook. Just type in 1650 The Fan. You'll find the page. Hit that like button. You'll be set and ready to go. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. And make sure you bookmark the website, not just for that stream, but also you get all sorts of local, statewide, national sports content, audio on demand, podcasts, a whole lot there for you to browse on a daily basis. Bookmark it. 1650thefan.com. Number to dial if you want to join the show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479. Or you can email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Just know I might read it on the program. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, like usual, we'll get to the stack, area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Monday, looking into tomorrow and Wednesday. Looks like we are finally going to get into the July heat here, so keep that in mind. If you are outside for extended periods of time, I know Ragbri is going on this week. And, oh boy, not a cyclist, besides when I was a kid, an adolescent. But I just, I cannot imagine that sun beating off the pavement and putting in all them miles. So hopefully everything's safe for all the Ragbri riders out there this week. They got their work cut out for them. But, you know, the hot weather like this of July and August just means that, like I was pointing out before, football season is right around the corner, and that's going to be a big part of today's show. As after we get that forecast from Megan Mulford at the end of the first time out, we'll come back in the next segment and friend of the show, Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network will join us. You follow him on Twitter at TheRealNickOsen, that's O-S-E-N. And we'll chat with Nick about the Iowa State Cyclone football team as fall camp. The report date will be next week. I know I was out at the UNI golf event last Thursday. That's why I was not here. and enjoying some time out there with some great people. Parrish from Learfield, shout out to him. Also got to meet J.W. Cox, the play-by-play broadcaster for UNI football and men's basketball. Of course, as we announced recently, you'll be able to hear UNI football and men's basketball on our companion station here at Koloff Media in Cedar Falls, 93.5 The Mix. We're pumped up about that. And if you are just now hearing that announcement, you can find more information at our website, 1650thefan.com. But it was nice to meet JW and be able to talk to him. I think we're going to be able to do some exciting stuff content-wise with JW and others as we get this partnership off the ground and head toward the football season and the first broadcast of UNI Athletics on a Koloff Media station in this new agreement when the Iowa State Cyclones take on the UNI Panthers at Jack Trice Stadium on September 2nd. And also, Joel Waters, the outstanding sports information director, was the third fine gentleman in our foursome. We played some good golf, and more importantly, we had a great time, and I appreciate the invite. So shout out to Brian Gable over there at Learfield as well for that. And then just vacation on Friday, taking some vacation here and there. And I don't know. I mean, if you're listening close enough, did the same thing last year right before we really get into the thick of things. Take a few days here and there to try to make sure that I've got my legs underneath me for when the fall sports seasons get going again. So just be aware of that if you don't hear me a little bit here and there in the 5 o'clock hour between, you know, basically last week and in the next couple 3 weeks here going forward. So just trying to make sure that I got everything in the tank for you when we really get into it here, right? So we're getting to the part here where it's almost like the sports calendar kind of restarts. I've said for some time now that I think if you work in the industry, or perhaps maybe if you are you work in athletics at a university, something of that nature, at the high school level even, to me it's almost like July 4th is New Year's, the way that the sports calendar works, at least around here anyways. So that I, for what it's worth, that's kind of the way I see it, and recharging. As Jim Rome would say, why am I taking vacation? Because I have so much vacation, clones. If only I had as much vacation as Rome and a lake house in Wisconsin. Maybe someday. Okay, so anyways, we'll talk Iowa State football with Nick Osen of 24/7 Sports, CycloneAlert.com. We'll talk a little men's basketball as well when Nick joins us in the next segment. But one thing I want to make sure that comes up in the conversation with Nick is that I'm not here to pour cold water on the 2023 Iowa State football season. You might say, yeah, right, Cole. I was listening. You already predicted that UNI is going to upset Iowa State in week one. And I did do that. And I'm not typically in the, you know, hot take business. And if you think that's a hot take, I mean, that's fine. That's your interpretation. I don't. That's why I made the prediction, because I'm not in the hot take business. But Iowa State picked 10th. In the preseason poll, the Big 12 preseason poll, behind Kansas, behind UCF, the new one of the new members, right? 4-8 a season ago, got a new play caller that everybody's excited about, but Nate Chalos is going to have his work cut out for him to, you know, get his footing in the Big 12, arguably the most competitive conference. I think that's the fair way to say it. You know, the SEC, you could say, is the most talented conference in college football, but I would say the Big 12 is the most competitive conference in all of college football, and the margin between 3 wins and, like, 7 wins seems just minute, to put it lightly. I mean, it really does. So you add these things together for Iowa State, not to mention the gambling investigation that continues to hang over the football team with, you know, some players implicated in that, including starting returning quarterback Hunter Deckers. And you add it all up, and I just go, man, I want Iowa State to have a good season. But will they? So we'll get into that, among other things, when Nick joins us in the next segment of today's show. Another thing on my mind here is the Major League Baseball trade deadline draws near. The Cubs, they had a good weekend, took 3 out of 4. From the Dirty Birds of St. Louis. They're 5.5 out of the wild card race. What is it? I got it right here. 6.5 out of the NL Central race. They've got games left against the Reds and Brewers both this year, who sit in front of them in the standings. The schedule continues to be a little soft here going to the trade deadline. I think they need to win 4 out of the 6 games remaining before the deadline, at least, if not 5 out of 6, to avoid the sell-off. And they got two of the better commodities that could be on the block, and pitcher Marcus Stroman and outfielder first baseman Cody Bellinger, who's the hottest hitter, I think, not just on the planet, but if they're playing baseball anywhere else in the galaxy, I think Cody Bellinger is potentially the hottest hitter in the galaxy. So, man, that just continues to be a day-by-day drama with the Cubs. And no Cubs baseball tonight, but crosstown rivalry picks back up tomorrow night as the Cubs go to the south side of Chicago to take on the White Sox in what will be a two-game series. And coverage of that one tomorrow night is going to begin at 6:35. So, all right, we'll get into area sports news and scores. Finally, after we're done with Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com, in the second segment, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break. I have some audio from Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger. And if time permits, Otzelberger, if time permits, not Otzelberger, a new Iowa football player who very well could have a big impact on this year's team. We'll hear some audio from him as well, but I'll withhold the name for now, not knowing if we'll have enough time to get to it or not. So that's what's on the agenda today. We'll take that final timeout, get you the NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then at that point, we come back and wrap up what is a Monday edition of the show. Let's dive right in here. Several area players were victorious on the North team that competed in the 51st Annual Shrine Bowl Saturday at the Unidome. A total of 9 Cedar Valley area players were on the North team that defeated the South 29-15. Denver's Ethan Scoville scored a 2-yard touchdown for the North, who trailed 7-0 at halftime. It was the third straight win for the North team in the series. Evan Brown won on the second playoff hole to win the 90th Waterloo Open yesterday at Irv Warren. Brown, who was tied for 5th going into yesterday, shot a final round 63, and he tied with Harry Hiller after regulation play with a 3-day total of 21 under 195. Hiller had roared back after starting the day 13th by shooting a final round of 62. Brown is a Pennsylvania native and wins $50,000 for taking first place. Meanwhile, on the amateur side, Owen Sawyer, who just graduated from Cedar Falls and will be a freshman at Iowa State this fall, claimed the amateur title with a 6-under score of 202. The 2023 Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series will be held later this week in Carroll. 4 teams comprised of the best senior players in the state will play in a round-robin competition this Thursday through Saturday. 2 area players are on the Big School East team, Shea Buskell of Cedar Falls and Dylan Stockdale from Waverly-Shell Rock. Meanwhile, Gladbrook Rhinebeck's William Kabiris is on the small school East team. Cedar Falls coach Brett Williams is going to be an assistant coach on the big school East team. Sumner Fredericksburg is looking for a new baseball coach. Brett Meyer, who had been the Cougars' head baseball coach, resigned recently after being accepted into graduate school at Des Moines University. A Sumner Fredericksburg alum, Meyer took over the program in 2021 and led it to a 2-year record of 31-16. It's the best 2-year stretch for the Cougars since 2013 and 2014, Meyer graduated from Wartburg this past spring. There are no high school sports taking place this week across the state because it is Family Week, a week that prohibits any coach or teacher to have contact with student-athletes for any Iowa Unified Activity Federation activities. Family Week was introduced in 2020 to provide a built-in break for anyone involved in Iowa high school athletics and an opportunity to prioritize family, friends, rest, and activities away from sports. The Waterloo Bucks are back in action tonight following a day off yesterday, hosting Rochester at Riverfront Stadium. Waterloo is currently 13-5 in the second half and a game and a half out of first place behind La Crosse in the Northwoods League Great Plain East Division. First pitch is at 6:35 tonight. The UNI men's basketball team is preparing to go to South America. The Panthers leave for Brazil tomorrow and return on August 3rd. UNI will play 4 games against Brazilian teams during its 10-day tour. It's the program's first international trip since visiting Italy in 2019. UNI returns 13 members from last year's team. And finally, Iowa's home football season opener against Utah State is sold out. It's the fifth Hawkeye game this fall that has reached sellout status, joining games against Western Michigan, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota. Tickets remain for Iowa's final two home games versus Rutgers and Illinois. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast for the rest of this warm Monday. We'll come back and talk Iowa State football and a little basketball with Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. You're listening to a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Cincinnati Bengals are getting ready for the new season of football, and President Mike Brown says that they're aware of the upcoming contract negotiations for players like quarterback Joe Burrow, wide receiver T. Higgins, linebacker Logan Wilson, and Pro Bowl wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase.
And it just is obvious that when all teams are essentially paying the same thing, we're all paying up to the cap, it's hard to fit everybody in. It's impossible to fit everybody in at the rate they wish they could be paid.
In other NFL news, according to The Athletic, Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones, who is holding out of training camp, is seeking a new contract that would pay him $30 million per year. And Raiders running back Josh Jacobs was spotted boarding a flight departing Las Vegas this morning. Jacobs will not report to camp Tuesday and doesn't plan to return anytime soon.
They say nothing good happens after midnight. They obviously haven't listened to the Ben Maller Show. Overnights from 1 to 5 a.m. right here on 1650 The Fan.
If you need a garage, you need action. Action Garage Builders.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
This month, we're extending a hearty congratulations to our Gold Star teachers, Central Middle School's Kendall Rockford, Irving Elementary's Ann Schreck, Orange Elementary's Roshanna Greer, and Hoover Middle School's Joellen Pruis. We're also celebrating our board members for the positive impact they make on our district. Specifically, get this. Board member Lyle Schmidt has served 30 years on our Waterloo School's board. Thank you, Director Schmidt. Recently, he shared with us that he was the first in his family to be able to go to college. He became an engineer, and it changed the trajectory of his life. And he serves on our board and supports education because, in his words, what we offer today can change the trajectory of many students' lives ahead. We also celebrated the 20th anniversary of the opening of the Dr. Walter Cunningham School for Excellence. At Waterloo Schools, we're so proud of our rich traditions and phenomenal students, staff, board, and volunteers. Thank you to the entire community for supporting our students. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org. With us, the future is now.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
If you speed, there are lots of sounds that you might hear, like the sound of your vehicle crashing, because eventually speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
Cubs over the Cardinals yesterday, 7-2 at Wrigley Field. The Cubs with a slight plus 101 underdog. Today, the Cardinals open up a series at Arizona. Adam Wainwright, the starter for the Cardinals, the starter not yet named for the Diamondbacks. They have dropped four straight games. Early line, both teams minus 110. The Cubs and White Sox meet tomorrow on the south side. Michael Kopech for the White Sox, $1.35 home favorite. Against Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs, plus 115, 8.5 flat the total. Cubs have won three straight, while the White Sox have lost three consecutive games. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 65. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 91. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 72. Overcast. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 89.
You're listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Welcome back to a Monday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan. Folks, 40 days until kickoff of the college football season, in particular referencing the Iowa State Cyclones, who you hear right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. And the Clones will play host to the UNI Panthers on Saturday, September 2nd. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a 1 p.m. kick, so that would be an 11 a.m. pregame, so make a mental note of that and know that you can always see the details for the game broadcast at the website 1650thefan.com. So, as you might imagine, we're talking Iowa State football right now. We'll talk a little hoops as well in a second, and we're going to do so with our friend Nick Osen of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. Follow Nick on Twitter at TheRealNickOsen. Nick, thanks so much for being here. How are you today, man?
It's always great to be speaking with you, Cole. I'm doing really well. You know, good to be back here and get ready just a couple weeks away from fall football camp for these teams.
Yeah, really excited for what there's going to be to follow. I think there's plenty of storylines at the Iowa State, Iowa, and UNI football fall camps. So we're digging in with 40 days left until kickoff. And, Nick, I apologize in advance because it's going to sound like I'm throwing cold water on things to start out here, but we're 40 days until kick. We don't know what's going to happen with this gambling investigation. If memory serves me right, Iowa State was picked, was it 10th or was it 9th in the preseason poll? Picked behind Kansas, albeit they're doing better with Coach Leipold, but still coming off a 4-8 record a season ago, got a first-year play caller, just insane, all that. I guess what I'm trying to get at is in asking you, with all of that in mind, what are the realistic expectations that this Iowa State fan base has? Or maybe they're like, hey, screw it. We're going into this thing with expectations of, we know what's, you know, in play here, but we're just expecting more. Well, how would you describe it?
Yeah, definitely, Cole. You know, I would say there's this interesting aspect a little bit, as you referred to, with kind of the gambling situation. But outside of that, you know, my fans and the readers are really kind of getting to the point of speaking about expectations and things like that. And I think overwhelmingly, there's still a positive, excited feel with, you know, you mentioned Coach Shielhouse that's going to be calling plays. Obviously, new additions really on both sides of the ball in terms of the coaching staff. I think these guys are excited for a team that is still young in some spots, right, but returned a lot of really some of the better, more consistent players from last year. I think of maybe a Jalen Knoll offensively, obviously the star defensive backs, TJ Tampa, Miles Purchase, Bo Freeler. Yeah. I think there's overwhelmingly positive, but certainly still kind of a feel of like, we want this situation to be dealt with, and we really hope the Cyclones can get back to another bowl game, Cole.
And don't you imagine that Coach Campbell and his staff, given the unfortunate circumstance of having these players implicated in that gambling investigation, were probably saying, okay, you know, it is what it is at this point, but man, hopefully this is concluded by the time fall camp begins so we can know who to dole out reps to. I think that might be the biggest storyline, along with just the fact of the investigation itself is not having the clarity. It seems like they may not have clarity on how best to give out reps, not knowing who and what punishment they might have.
Yeah, you know, Coy, I think it's unbelievable, honestly, that there isn't that clarity out there yet.
Yeah.
I was certainly, you know, pretty confident from a little bit of what I heard and just kind of some common sense of this stuff, but I really thought, you know, 2.5-3 months would kind of be enough time. Obviously, not everything kind of goes, you know, very linearly and things like that, but I do get the sense from being around media days and obviously around the program, you know, a little bit checking in on things, that I think the staff is in a good spot knowing, obviously, who's likely to be involved, be implicated, and to then go from there, okay, you know, we need to get reps and focus on potentially the players that we know we're going to have when this thing really counts here against you and I in, you know, just about a month and a half or so.
I've held back on discussing it because it is largely speculative, but as time has gone along here, you know, more and more people have pointed out how Hunter Deckers is a, you know, among those student athletes implicated in this gambling investigation, the returning quarterback. There's also, you know, along with that, the speculation that came with Iowa State picking up a JUCO quarterback at the end of spring practices, Nick. So, I mean, it's fair to say, would it be fair to say, or is it just still too speculative in terms of the percentage chances being better than 50 or less than 50, let's put it there, of Hunter Deckers being under center on September 2nd against UNI?
Yeah, Cole, I think there's really a definitely, you know, a speculative nature just with this whole thing is kind of how I would certainly approach, you know, specific names and players. However, what I will tell you, and I think I said it even the last time we spoke earlier this summer, kind of within the 100 days type thing, is that this was really set, my friend, to be a quarterback battle even in the spring. Even after, you know, last season, because Deckers has shown flashes. We know the talent is there, but not everything was perfect. Some technique issues needed to be improved here and there. Turnovers were a major issue. And really, every quarterback that I had heard about, and this was before the addition of Tanner Hughes, really had a strong spring. You know, Deckers really cleaned some things up at that point. Rocco Beck had one of the best off seasons of anyone. J.J. Cole came in and really impressed, and now, obviously, Tanner Hughes, the JUCO quarterback, is in the fold. So I would say there is a lot of talent in that room right now. I think it was a legitimate battle at that time still. And, you know, I do think we're going to get some more clarity outside of the investigation or really within it, Cole, on who's going to be taking those, you know, fully focused and initial snaps here in these next few weeks.
Yeah, as hard as it is to, and maybe also perhaps reckless as it might have been at certain times here, to read in between the lines of this investigation and what it could mean for the roster, particularly quarterback like we're talking right now, Nick, it seems like if there's no result yet by the time fall camp starts, that it'd be impossible not to read between those lines, right? When you're able to get your eyes on practice when they allow it and how those reps are doled out. And I mean, do you have any sort of inclination on if you were going to rank these guys? Let's just take Deckers out of it for now. If you were going to say after Deckers, what does that depth chart look like? And, you know, who's got a real good chance of maybe being the guy and who's going to have to climb a steeper hill if the Cyclones find themselves in this situation, potentially without Hunter Deckers for some time?
Definitely, Cole. Yeah, you know, if that situation kind of arises, as good of things as I've heard about these other players, I think that, you know, the one that's been kind of the most consistent, grew a lot in the offseason, has a little bit of experience now within the program, would be, you know, second-year guy Rocco Beck. Class of 2022, three-star quarterback, high three-star. He is really impressed. I've gotten that sense short to kind of medium-term. He's in a great spot, and long-term, I do feel that J.J. Cole, even though he had those expectations, as you know, coming from in the state, really just down the road from me as a four-star guy, he's really had this really professional approach. I never got the sense that Tanner Hughes was going to come in and ever necessarily compete for that top spot. I do think he will play at some point throughout his time in Ames, but that's kind of how I would level that out, Cole. I think that Rocco is just maybe in the best spot out of those options right now.
Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, 24/7 Sports Network, our guest right now on this Monday edition of Cole & Company, just 40 days until kickoff, week one of the college football season, when the Iowa State Cyclones will play host to UNI. And you'd mentioned before, Nick, being at Big 12 Media Days, right? I mean, so just take me Take us to Jerry World. What were your big takeaways from Big 12 Conference Media Days?
Yeah, definitely, Cole. It was a really good time and, you know, informative. I would say we've hit on the investigation a little bit here. So one thing that we did kind of take away was that it was still ongoing, as obviously we're not surprised by. I think something really positive, however that situation shakes out, is that Coach Campbell shared with us that the team is about 100% healthy from, you know, 1 to 90, 100, whatever, you know, how many players there are entirely. The team is in an incredibly healthy spot. I think that that was a major takeaway because as we look back, November, December, February, it was a really dinged up team, Cole. Yeah. I think that was pretty obvious, especially at some important positions like running back, you know, linebacker, safety. And then another takeaway is there are a couple spots, I would say D-line and linebacker specifically, you're going to see some new faces. And specifically at linebacker, you're going to see some good youth pieces. And I'll throw out a couple names here, Cole. Carson Willich, who you saw a little bit in game action last year, before getting hurt. So he will be a guy that I think will be in that top one or two type rotation. And then true freshman, Jack Sadowski. I've said that name on a couple shows. He's come in and impressed, a true freshman.
Wow.
I do think he's going to have a standout career in Ames.
Interesting stuff. I know that looking at CycloneAlert.com, there is a recent story from one of your colleagues on a new look Iowa State defensive line. And if you're a Big 12 fan, you're probably thinking, well, who's going to generate the pass rush? Who's going to set the edge with no Will McDonald, right? And so, you know, you gave us a couple young guys on that linebacking group in the second level of John Haycock's defense, Nick. How about on the front line down there in the trenches? You know, if there's a guy or two that anybody should feel particularly confident about that will make themselves a name by the time we get a handful of weeks into the season.
Yeah, definitely, Cole. So two that I would say for certain are Dom Orange. He's not going to be your guy off the edge or a pass rusher, but he might be the best player in that front. You know, he's a guy really to look at a defensive tackle. Tyler Onyedem had a terrific spring. He's kind of more your disruptor, will get in the backfield. And then a name, I think you'll see him here and there potentially, Cole, but certainly long-term, Samuel Samay. He's going to be a true freshman, somebody I covered his recruitment, really good edge rusher from Kansas, went to Derby High School. He has a bright, bright future, kind of similar in some of the athletic aspects and really coming in early and performing as a Will McDonald.
Almost makes me wonder as well if, you know, given the graduations over the past couple seasons of really highly decorated players, how much there could be, you know, heavy rotation on that defensive line, and then they're just going to let the cream rise to the top. Is that maybe something that you could see happening this season?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good aspect of that, Cole. I mean, Coach Campbell, I don't have the exact quote with me, but I want to say he said that'll be a battle of like 12 to 15 players or something like that. Obviously,
wow,
some of those things get a little bit exaggerated, but I'm completely with him. Obviously, he'd know much more than I would, but that is going to be maybe not necessarily as star-studded of a group, right, as star-laden, but in terms of depth, I could really see 9, 10, 11 guys that you actually can go into September and October trusting from like one play to 10 plays, whatever that may look like, in terms of making an impact on that defensive line under Coach Eli Rasheed.
I mentioned the Big 12 preseason poll being out earlier this month. I just recently, Nick, voted for the Missouri Valley Conference preseason poll and preseason teams. Iowa State, as referenced before, was 10th in that poll, behind Kansas, UCF, Oklahoma State, Baylor. You know, you look at the top group, Texas, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, and TCU, 1 through 5. If Nick Osen had a vote, where would you have Iowa State in the Big 12 football preseason poll?
Yeah, cool. I think that they were too low. I understand a lot of people kind of know there's a gambling situation going on. I understand last year's year was not linear. And, I mean, we'll be honest, the season schedule is not easy. But I trust the staff. I think there's a lot of good returning talent. I believe, yeah, they were picked 9th or 10th. I've got them more in kind of that six or seven range. I think that there is a clear top three or four teams. I'm high on Texas. I think Oklahoma will be a little bit back to kind of what we're used to with the Sooners. But I would put Iowa State a bit higher. I really do think, Cole, as long as there aren't any big surprises or injuries here in the next month or so, this is a bowl team to me. I really do believe that.
Okay. All right, let's shift gears to basketball with the few minutes we have left with Nick Osen, 24/7 Sports Network, CycloneAlert.com. And, Nick, before we get into basketball, with football season coming up here, obviously basketball comes right behind that. You guys usually have great deals over there at 24/7 Sports for your respective websites. What's the deal right now for folks that are probably considering to spend some recreational dollars here as football season draws near?
I really appreciate that, Cole. So we have a 50% off annual VIP deal right now. So it's a little bit of a promo here where you can get 50% off a full year, full VIP access. And I can promise, I mean, you know me well enough now, Cole. You know, yep. I think the network does a great job. And we've had fresh content every single day of the calendar year. So I think it's really, truly worth your time if you can do it.
Yeah, I can vouch, no doubt about it. And that's why I have you and your colleagues regularly on the show here. So check that out, folks, CycloneAlert.com. Let's talk some hoops now. The big story recently, Nick, being the 7'1", JT Rock reclassifies, going to join the Iowa State men's basketball season as the fall semester begins. Sounds like he'll redshirt, I think, is maybe what your report included as well when I first saw it, however long ago that was now. So what can you tell us? And I think what I'm most interested in, because that story's been out there, I think most Cyclone fans are aware of this big man who's coming to campus. But from where I sit, a guy like that who obviously seems like he needs to grow into his big body a little bit, that a redshirt season in T.J. Otzelberger's program would probably be the best thing for him, maybe even better than going to a prep school like he was considering.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Cole. So I actually, you know, I've formed some good relationships with JT and his family throughout his process. So I actually just saw them over the weekend in South Dakota, and you know, I do think that's what's going to end up happening, kind of the plan, just because it's so smart to be able to develop him. I don't think he's going in expecting to play much, if at all, this year. I mean, the team is not short on talent. There are several players in the post. And most importantly, like you said, you know, growing into that body of his, he's really started to bulk up in a good way, but there's still room to kind of grow and develop. And I think it's really smart, super smart kid. I think academically it's going to be kind of a great opportunity for him. And then, of course, basketball-wise, I mean, he's someone with pro aspirations that I feel with his body type, with his, you know, size, work ethic, skill, can get to that next level. Okay. I think this is a great start to kind of do that and get used to the game here in Ames.
How would you describe his game? And maybe the best place to start is the ways in which he'll be able to contribute the soonest when he is on the floor, and that might perhaps be a little over a calendar year from now.
Yeah, so I think for his size, well, really for no matter what size you look at, he's an incredible shooter. Now, obviously, he's over 7 feet tall, so I don't think he's necessarily going to be playing on the perimeter a ton, but he can shoot, he can create for a big man. He is really good at post defense. He's got good mobility, and then obviously some really nice touch, which you have to have no matter what size if you're playing in the post. That's kind of how I would describe it. I think that, you know, he's a pretty special player with his skill and versatility, especially at that size, Cole. And I think he's someone that throughout his career could be an all-conference type guy under this development at ISU.
Okay. And then finally, I also had seen a story at CycloneAlert.com about Milan Momcilovic impressing in summer workouts, and understandably so, because of the Team USA, the FIBA thing with Omaha Blue. He's dominated a lot of the headlines this offseason, but Momcilovic, another highly, highly regarded recruit in this just epic class that Coach Otzelberger and his staff put together, Nick. So, you know, what are we anticipating out of Momcilovic? Because to me, he's an interesting prospect.
Yeah, Cole, you know what? I'll tell you, my friend, he's even more than that right now. Another guy that I got to cover really a lot throughout his recruiting once he was committed. He has come in and really impressed. And that's, you know, he's impressed Coach Otzelberger. He's impressed the staff. His teammates couldn't say enough about him last week. You know, Milan Mucilovic is somebody that not only you're going to see, but I expect him to be one of the best shooters on the entire team and potentially among the top three or four scorers. I mean, that's just how good this kid is already. His game, his work ethic. He's come in ready to work, like I mentioned, about like Omaha or J.J. Cole in football. And I think that's a name. It's going to be a household name in this next year or two in Ames, Cole.
Nick, great stuff, man. Appreciate you being so kind with your time. And we'll keep checking in with you as the countdown to kickoff rages on here. But make sure you get some vacation time in here before we all got to go crazy and put our noses to the grindstone. All right, man?
I will do my best, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, take care, Nick. Have a great day.
Well, you too.
Nick Osen, CycloneAlert.com, kind enough to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. And yeah, I'll you know what? I'll circle back right to the top of the conversation or top of the segment where I'm like, man, I don't want to pour cold water on it all, but there's a lot going on here that, for me, it makes it difficult to project, you know, much beyond what last season was for the Cyclones. I understand the losses were close losses. My counterpoint to that would be it's the Big 12. It's incredibly competitive. It's proven that it's got conference parity because of just how good the teams are, how thin the margin for error is in the conference, and the difference between 3 and 7 wins in the Big 12 just seems so incredibly thin. So I find it hard to sit here and go, this is a 6-win, this is a 7-win team. They have the talent. I don't think there's any question that Iowa State has the talent to win 7 games, to win more than 6, to win 7, and go to a bowl game this season. But there's the gambling investigation. Hunter Deckers, your returning starting quarterback, who certainly had things to improve on after last season and reportedly has looked better, has cleaned things up, as Nick pointed out. You don't know whether or not he'll be able to be under center to start your season, or you're going to be breaking in a new guy. They were picked by the people who cover the conference for whatever they're worth, but we do them, and we talk about them. The preseason polls, they're picked 10th in the preseason poll, behind Kansas, behind UCF, a new member to the conference, right? Picked just ahead of BYU. So that's, to me, not, you can't overlook it. It's worth something. I don't know how much, but it's worth something. And for as much as everybody seems to be very excited about Nate Shieldhouse, and I'm excited too. I am. I can't wait to see what the offense looks like with a new play caller. And everything you hear is great, but he is a first-year play caller. And doing that in the Big 12, that's going to be a tall task, right? It's not going to be easy. It's going to be far from a cakewalk every Saturday, particularly when you get into conference play in the Big 12. So I'll make predictions eventually. I know I think I've done them the last couple of years at least before the season began. I've already made the prediction not long after spring practices wrapped up, may have been back in May, that I expect you and I to be able to go to Jack Trice this season and pull the upset, something they've done in the not-too-distant past. And at that point, if that does happen, and I want Iowa State to have a good season, I cannot make that more clear. If you've been listening to this show over the years now, 4+ years, you know that I want Iowa State to do well, that I like Matt Campbell. It's great what he's done, obviously, for that program. And if they do lose to you and I, then it's going to be, well, how do you answer? Because there's no reason that Iowa State couldn't lose to you and I and still turn around and win 6 games and go to a bowl game. So I just think that it's interesting, to say the least, right? Where the fan base is. And, I mean, I'm not going to get upset with a fan base that might have expectations that are a little rosier than maybe what I think they should logically be, why would I want to criticize that? That's better than the opposite. You know, an apathetic fan base, a pessimistic fan base, I think a decent segment of the Iowa Hawkeye football fan base may not quite be apathetic, but they're probably as pessimistic as they've ever been. But there's also plenty of optimism over there as well. So 40 days till kickoff, and going to continue to have as many conversations as possible with the folks in the know and really try to figure out what this Iowa State team can and will ultimately be this season. So I can't thank Nick enough, and we'll take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side. We'll hear some audio from TJ Otzelberger on the aforementioned Omaha Blue. Also, the Hawkeyes, the Panthers, I should say, not the only men's basketball team going on a foreign trip here soon. The Hawkeyes are as well. We'll hear from Fran McCaffrey on that. And if time permits, there is a new Iowa Hawkeye football player who could have a pretty big role this season. We may be able to get to some of that audio as well. So that's all coming up next right here on a Monday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This Radio Iowa Sports Report is brought to you by Your Life Iowa. Free support 24/7 at yourlifeiowa.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State freshman Omaha Ballou is adjusting to the college level. The former Waukee standout headlines a Cyclone recruiting class that ranks in the top 10 nationally. And he began the summer competing for USA basketball at the Under-19 World Cup in Hungary.
You know, I always say we got great defense. You know, I'm playing against the best defense every single day. So, you know, that's one thing I'm adjusting to. You know, in high school we didn't really have that. So, you know, I was able to, you know, play around with my skill. But now, you know, I really have to, you know, play with my IQ of the game. And, you know, just simplify the game.
The Cyclones are preparing for a three-game trip to the Bahamas next month. They're coming off a season in which they finished 19-14, including a loss to Pitt in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. This is Radio Iowa.
What if, instead of looking down on people struggling with using drugs, we saw them as people instead? People who have interests and passions. People that have loved ones they care about and loved ones who care about them. They have a powerful illness, and they need help and support so they can live the life they want and deserve. See the person, not the addiction. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
So what if you drink?
Right?
So what if you pass out?
Yeah, big deal.
What if you miss school because you are hungover?
That has only happened a couple of times.
What if your GPA plummets?
I didn't think about that.
So what if you lose your parents' trust?
Well, I don't want that to happen.
So what if you ruin your future when you drink?
So what was I thinking?
Underage drinking comes at a cost. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Want to keep your AC from conking out? At your local one-hour heating and air conditioning, we recommend an AC tune-up ASAP. It can help pinpoint potential problems and even extend the life of your air conditioning system. How's that for a comforting thought? Right now, get cool savings on an AC tune-up. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1 hour.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Shooing seagulls away from our beach snacks is easy, but keeping my frequent heartburn away? That was a full-time job. I had to chew up to 10 antacids a day to manage it. Then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one-and-done heartburn relief. Thanks to Prilosec OTC, now my heartburn's on vacation, too.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Hold up. You're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would Mom say?
Oh, she'd be like,
a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors. And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop. The all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder. Mop smarter.
You're listening to Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Didn't realize how long we went with Nick. It was good stuff, though. Enjoyed the conversation. A little more from what you heard from Todd Kim with Radio Iowa Sports during the break on Iowa State freshman Omaha Ballou, his adjustment to the college level. He played, obviously, for Team USA basketball at the U19 World Cup in Hungary earlier this summer, and Coach Otzelberger says he really likes the new freshman's attitude.
He's got this, you know, these rankings and these expectations, being from the state, being ranked where he is, and I'd say that it's fun being around him because that doesn't impact him. He's humble, he's grateful, he's thankful to be here. He works his tail off every single day, so that's what I enjoy the most about Omaha, is that we don't change anything to fit him. In fact, he's working hard to make the necessary changes to fit here, which I think is really refreshing.
And those changes, according to Ballou, it starts on the defensive end.
You know, I would say we got great defense. You know, I'm playing against the best defense every single day. So, you know, that's one thing I'm adjusting to. You know, in high school we didn't really have that. So, you know, I was able to, you know, play around with my skill. But now, you know, I really have to, you know, play with my IQ of the game. And, you know, just simplify the game.
Ought to be something to see what kind of freshman season that young man puts together. All right, let's get this final timeout in. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. And we'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm J.B. Long with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo passed his physical and will not be placed on the physically unable to perform list for the start of training camp this week, according to NFL Network insiders Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Garoppolo also locks in his guaranteed money despite offseason foot surgery and will receive $33.75 million in full over the next two seasons from the Raiders. Elsewhere, Broncos running back Javonte Williams will not start on the physically unable to perform list and is expected to be ready for the start of training camp later this week, according to NFL Network's James Palmer. Williams suffered a torn ACL and LCL in his right knee week 4 of last season. And finally, the Bears are placing wide receiver Chase Claypool on the physically unable to perform list to start their training camp. Claypool has been dealing with a soft tissue injury he suffered during the first week of offseason workouts. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The new era of golf is all about distance. The new Power Surge even has the PGA discussing the extension of tee boxes and creating a less flight-friendly ball. The advantages of hitting the ball further are obvious. The further you hit it off the tee, the less club you have in to attack the green. But if we've learned anything from last week's Open Championship, it's that the old saying, drive for show, putt for dough. It's still relevant. Well, Brian Harman's a perfect example of that. Ranks 146. Second in driving distance this year, but the American displayed some excellent touch around the greens on his way to securing the claret jug. Harman had just 106 putts throughout the week, the lowest total of any Open champion over the last two decades. The long ball is here to stay, but maybe this can serve as a friendly reminder. Hitting at 350 yards is certainly a spectacle, but when it comes to golf, precision is still the king. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part? You don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. TireRack.com reminds you to inspect your tires regularly. Grab a quarter, stick it in the tread, and if you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Go to my page, TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide to find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires and tread confidently. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
Are you ready to get fit at the YMCA? Try one of the 40-plus fitness classes per week to get your heart rate up, burn some calories, and have fun. Let one of our certified fitness instructors lead you through a fun exercise routine in a variety of styles. Looking for some individual attention? Let a Y-certified personal trainer help you get going on your path to success. Three sessions for only $99. Get fit at the Family YMCA, where you belong.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for our final time on this Monday. Got to thank Nick Osen once again of CycloneAlert.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at the website, 1650thefan.com. Cubs baseball returns to the Fan tomorrow night. Cubs go to the South Side for the crosstown rivalry to take on the Chicago White Sox, and coverage of that Cubs-White Sox game will begin at 6:35 tomorrow night. Cubs need to get some dubs here before the trade deadline if they want to avoid the sell-off from the front office. We shall see how it goes this very week. That's a wrap for a Monday, everybody. Have a great night. Mark Simpson will take care of you tomorrow morning between 6 and 8 with Maximum Mornings, and I will be back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.